This episode is brought to you by italki. Italki is a very convenient and fun way to practice your English with native speakers. Go to feelgoodenglish.com/practice to get your free lesson. Hello there. Kevin here with another episode of the Feel Good English podcast. The only English podcast that is helping you become more fluent in English and more fluent at life at the same time. That's pretty darn practical, isn't it? Have you recently gone to an event by yourself? Maybe it was an event for work. Or maybe you have a new job. Maybe you recently started at a company and you are very familiar with the feelings that you get when you start a new job and being the new guy or new girl at the office. Have you recently gone back to school and are studying and around new students? All of these situations can bring about feelings of nervousness and can even make a person that isn't shy reconsider the fact that maybe they are shy. When you find yourself in one of these situations, what do you do to break the ice? How do you start a conversation with somebody you've never seen before in your entire life, especially in English? How do you start a conversation with somebody in English with these feelings? Well, there are very reasonable answers to these questions. And in the book, What to Do When You're New, How to Be Comfortable, Confident, and Successful in New Situations by the author Keith Rolock, you will learn why it's totally natural to feel uncomfortable in these new situations, and even more importantly, what you can do to be more at ease when you do find yourself at a new job or at a conference or a congress in a foreign country speaking a foreign language like English. This book will help you with that. It will also teach you that anxiety is part of evolution, why you should not have a very specific script when going into one of these situations to be a little more open, and also a very simple tactic of how to introduce yourself. So let's make it easier for everybody to handle situations where they are the newbie. As a reminder, if you like this podcast, you can go to feelgoodenglish.com and get some free transcripts. Get the free transcripts there after the episode. And without further delay, let's get into What to Do When You're New by Keith Rolock. As part of evolution, us humans were created to be weary of new situations, to feel anxious around new people and in new environments. Why? This is based on survival. Imagine thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago, they say you were only really comfortable around 100 to 150 people. These were all of the people that you could possibly see in your region or cave or wherever you were living. Well, maybe not 150 people in a cave, but you know what I mean. There was not a lot of people on this earth, and you didn't get to see a lot of people. So when you would find new tribes or whatever, of course you would become nervous and anxious because these people might kill you, or they might take your dinner away from you. Much different times. However, this has passed on through us through evolution. Another evolutionary fact is even today, we are very afraid of being isolated from groups. A survival mechanism that we have is being in groups. People can help each other. They can help each other survive and prosper and flourish and feel loved and feel safe. So we naturally get anxious if we don't feel that we are a part of a group. So imagine if you're at a new company, you don't feel a part of that group yet. If you're at a conference and there's thousands of people everywhere, you don't feel a part of that group. So how do we get over this? How do we get past this feeling? Well, this requires a change in mindset. There are three approaches the book talks about. The first one is the coach mindset, like a coach. Think of these new situations as training. Literally, you're training yourself to get better in these situations, experimenting with new things to say, new ways to approach somebody, just using it as an experiment and using it as a coaching mechanism to see how you can get better with practice and feedback. So kind of talk to yourself, how did that go? Take notes maybe. How was that interaction? Let me try to improve next time. You could also adopt a gamer mindset and think of new situations like a social video game. Well, you're literally trying to win, like in a video game, when you are in an unfamiliar situation. Often we get too serious with everything and we think it's either life or death. If we don't win this person's approval, we're out. If we don't become best friends with everybody at the office today, we are a loser. But turn it into a fun gaming type situation. Look at the other people in your office as parts of a video game. See how you can play with this and take life a little less seriously. Another mindset approach is you can take on the beginner's mindset and walk into each new situation with the excitement that you're going to learn something new. Pretend you're totally new there. You're not trying to impress anybody. You're not trying to bring all your skills and knowledge into the situation yet. You're simply there to absorb everything that there is to absorb, all of this new content. In this way, you're not going to be so hard on yourself about mistakes that you might make. You might not feel so nervous about performing perfectly. And you're the new guy. So take the beginner's mindset and accept the fact that you are the new guy. And here is something also very useful I found in this book, and it's how to create an introduction strategy. So picture yourself at a conference, and there's a lot of people all around, and you don't know who is who. Well, instead of not knowing what to do, try this strategy from the book. What you're going to do is find the appropriate time, and you're going to do this pretty quickly. Don't wait. The longer we wait, the more anxious we get. But you're going to find a good time and go introduce yourself to somebody and just have the introduction itself as the objective. You're going to go up to somebody, tell them your name, who you are, and why you are introducing yourself to them. So you could say, hey, I'm from Brazil. My name's da-da-da, and I'm here to learn more about da-da-da-da-da. And then you figure out, so what are you doing here? And they'll tell you, and you say, great, nice to meet you. I think we'll see each other later at the conference. This way, you don't have to worry about having a deep, long conversation. You're literally just introducing yourself, getting quick, valuable information, and setting up a more comfortable experience the second time you see this person. One thing you should do as well, when you're done talking, take notes, write down any details about this person that you might want to remember. So when you see them again, you'll actually remember what they said. And then you'll look like a superstar. So don't worry about going up to somebody and worrying about, what am I going to talk about? Just get basic information. Tell them why you are introducing yourself to them and how you guys are connected, if you are connected, and then move on. Remembering that even a not very comfortable first impression is much better than no impression at all. Meaning, if you avoid introducing yourself to somebody, you'll never know what opportunities you could have missed. So a quick review. First, know that feeling anxious and nervous in new social situations is absolutely natural, and it's even based on evolution. So don't think you're weird or shy or a loser when you feel like this. No, it's part of us, and everybody should feel like this sometimes because we're all human and we all have the same evolutionary foundations. When in a new situation, be very specific with how you introduce yourselves and be the person to go up and introduce yourself first. But just go into the situation wanting to introduce yourself, learn a little bit about that person, tell them why you're introducing yourself, and save the conversation for the next time you see them. So then you don't have to worry too much about having a long, deep conversation. Lastly, focus on bringing positive energy to social interactions when you are the new guy. Don't talk too much about yourself. Don't complain about other people. Don't complain about everything new. People will remember that, and they'll remember how you made them feel. So be positive. Ask them questions about themselves and listen to the answers. Make them feel good first. And they'll naturally want to be around you more and consider you a positive person. I have one more lesson to share with you, and that is how to make introductions in English easier. And I will tell you that right after this brief message from our sponsor, italki. Italki is changing the way we learn a language. With over 1,000 teachers, you can go online and find somebody to practice English with. Or in Alessandro's case, to practice a business presentation.
I'm an accountant and I also an entrepreneur.
What was the reason that you went online and found italki?
My idea was to open a factory for producing the flatbread, the most popular flatbread we have here in Italy, that is called piadina. When we decided to start this business, we planned a trip to New York City in order to explain our business venture to some potential customers. And so we worked on a presentation. And this is the main reason why I decided to find a teacher on italki.
So you had a very specific goal, and it was to practice a presentation. Did you find the classes entertaining? Were they fun?
Yes, also. In fact, the second time we met, my English teacher came out with some packages of flatbread in order to show me this product that was a competitor to my product. And so we decided to start a testing online. But she told me how good was their product, and I told her how good was my product. So it was very funny because we start eating online.
Yeah, very cool. So not only can you find good teachers online, but you can also find future customers for your business.
Yes, right. So because she was a marketing specialist, she helped me draft my marketing strategy in order to perform my business activity into the US market.
To test out your business idea with a native speaker, go to feelgoodenglish.com/practice and get a free lesson on italki.com today. So the ideas are basically the same, but if you're learning English and you're in a situation where you're talking to other English speakers, obviously you'll be more nervous. I completely understand. So maybe with a few little adjustments, you can make the process that I talked about from the book, What to Do When You're the New Guy, a little easier. The first one is to break the ice with somebody. Have a very basic question ready. Maybe you don't want to just go up and say, hi, who are you? What's your name? That's a very forgettable question. A more dynamic way is you could go up to somebody and say, oh, excuse me, do you know where the meeting is? Or ask another basic question like, oh, I'm looking for the bathroom. Have you seen it? And then you can quickly have an introduction. Oh, by the way, my name's da-da-da. I'm from da-da-da. What's your name? Great. Nice to meet you. Thanks for your information. I will talk to you later. And then bam, you just had a really quick introduction. You made up some question. That's fine. Just get creative. Hey, what kind of beer is that? Okay, great. Thank you. And then you can go back and talk to them again. And also, lastly, do not be afraid to give short answers. Often when we're learning a language, we want to be able to keep talking and think of new things, and then we get stuck. But know how to give brief information and then ask them questions. Get really good at asking other people questions, because then it takes a little bit of the pressure off of you, and they'll want to talk to you too. Usually it's just getting through that initial conversation so you don't feel so nervous, and also kind of reading who's more open to you as an English learner and who's going to listen to you and be patient with you versus the people that are just there for their own interests and probably aren't the best people to talk to anyway. And we find that often in business situations, correct? And that will do it for today's lesson. What to Do When You're New by Keith Rolog was today's book episode. I hope it gave you some insight and some tactics so you can apply these lessons to your life. We all face situations where we are the newbie, where we're the new employee, or we're lost at a seminar or congress. And apply some of these tactics to that to make these situations easier. First thing, make sure you understand the feeling that you get when you are new somewhere is totally natural. It's part of us as humans and how we have evolved over time. So don't be too hard on yourself and don't get upset with yourself when you do feel these emotions. Learn tactics that will make these situations easier. Just like anything else, the more you practice with something, the better and more efficient you get with that. Just like being in a new situation or learning a new language. Again, if you want transcripts to this episode and other episodes, go to feelgoodenglish.com. You can even find some free episodes there to get you started on your deeper path to English fluency. Now, I do have a quick vocabulary lesson, like always, at the end of the episode. And before that, how about a quick joke? What did the caveman buy at the cafeteria for lunch? A club sandwich. What's a club sandwich? Go to feelgoodenglish.com and find out. In the very beginning of the episode, at a minute and 30 seconds, I use the expression break the ice. This is an expression. It's not literally break ice. It means to start a conversation with somebody. When you first see somebody and there's kind of that uncomfortable awkwardness between two people, somebody has to break the ice. Somebody has to get the conversation going and make the mood more relaxed. So in the book, they give tips on how to break the ice, how to start talking with somebody and get past that weird initial uncomfortable phase. 2 minutes, 5 seconds, at ease. I'm feeling at ease. To be at ease or feel at ease is to be relaxed. Ease is E-A-S-E. I'm feeling really at ease with you. I'm feeling really comfortable with you. 2 minutes, 35 seconds, the newbie. Newbie is new plus B-I-E, so N-E-W-B-I-E, one word. I'm the newbie. I'm the new guy. I'm new here. It's kind of a slang word for being new. I am the newbie. She's the newbie. 3 minutes, 20 seconds, to be weary of somebody or something. To be weary, W-E-A-R-Y. I'm really weary of the new guy, of the newbie. That's to be suspicious of somebody, to be uncomfortable and to not feel confident about something or somebody. I'm really weary of the new rules we've implemented at the company. I think the employees are not going to follow them. To get over, at 4 minutes and 30 seconds, a phrasal verb we hear quite often. To get over is to overcome something, is to persevere, to get through a problem, to not think about a problem anymore, or to not have a problem anymore. So I just moved to a new city. I need to get over all of these feelings of being lost wherever I go. And I will. Over time, I will get over it. To be hard on yourself at 6 minutes and 20 seconds. To be hard on yourself is to be really, really strict with yourself, to put a lot of stress and pressure on yourself. Very critical, so very critical of what you do and your actions. Some people are very hard on themselves. They get really angry with themselves. They get upset when they make a mistake or when they do something wrong. So here at Feel Good English, we always promote don't be too hard on yourself. Forgive yourself for the mistakes that you make. 6 minutes and 40 seconds, an expression to picture yourself. Very cool expression. Somebody says, hey, picture yourself on a beach. Picture yourself is to imagine yourself. So literally, you're taking a picture of yourself. You're imagining yourself doing something else. Picture yourself going and getting the transcript to this lesson after you listen to it. Hey, nice one there, huh? Lastly, at 8 minutes and 10 seconds, to move on, a phrasal verb, to move on is to continue. So moving on is the same as continuing from here, right? Or you get over a bad relationship. You had a bad relationship and it just broke up and you keep thinking about it and thinking about it and your friend says, hey, bud, it's time to move on. It's time to get past this. It's time to continue with your life. Thanks for listening to the Feel Good English podcast. I hope you are becoming more fluent in English and more fluent in life. Bye-bye.